I'm going to call up to the front Carrie Douglas and Tim Gary. Thank you very much, Jamie. And I promised that you would terrify us, and you delivered. Thank you so much. In keeping with that theme, not terroristic threats, but in keeping with the theme of money and how it supports our missions, both nonprofit and for-profit missions, and it's the glue that provides care. Carrie Douglas is from Bracewell, and she has extensive experience on matters pertaining to unilateral payer policies. She is successful in reimbursement, reference-based pricing. She's an expert on everything from down coding, downgrades, refunds, offsets, other adjustments, and investigative unit audits. I need to engage you immediately as an expert in one of our cases. Come on up. Also, again, not to talk too much about money, but it is what helps us provide care to our patients. In her bio, Carrie says she's brought more than $16 million over the past 6 years to a large West Texas health system. Please come up. And Tim Gary has over 30 years experience. His CV is incredibly impressive. One of the items he listed as representative matters is lead negotiator on $650 million payer agreement between Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee and HCA. Welcome to Super Experts today, and I hope you have some questions for them at the end. If not, we always like to remind people that they'll be outside if you want to say, I have a friend who asked me to ask you this. So, welcome.
Thank you. Perfect. It is such a pleasure to be here today. Revenue cycle is my passion. Revenue generation is my main passion with that. And so it's a real honor to get to speak to everybody today and talk about what we're seeing in the provider dispute arena. In particular, our focus today will be on the No Surprises Act, and it's the federal implementation of that and some of the lawsuits we're seeing. In addition, we'll be talking about the Texas IDR portal and the process and some of what the litigation we're seeing stemming from that. Basically, the good, the bad, and the ugly of that process. We'll also be talking about some out-of-network litigation trends and then about the antitrust, some of the antitrust recent lawsuits and the collusion lawsuits, because they're just sexy topics right now and very interesting to hear about. But I think today one of the things that's been interesting is there's some lights and pockets of light in all the areas we're seeing, and there's some very smart ways to be able to bring the providers into a better playing field with the payers. And just as a quick disclaimer, these are our opinions, are not reflective of our clients or necessarily of our law firms and our businesses, so we just wanted to make that clear. And to begin, we wanted to talk about the No Surprises Act, and that's been on everybody's mind. It's had a really big effect and impact on the provider-payer relationship, and it's been something that's been very interesting, and there's been some testimony recently about the impact, and one of the things that came out in the testimony to Congress was that instead of the No Surprises Act, the goal had been to really bring the payers and providers together, leave the patients out, with the intent that after a couple rounds of these arbitrations, payers and providers would maybe have some meetings of the mind and try to get together and work on a resolution and maybe get more in network. What we've seen is the opposite, that once the NSA was, the legislation was put into place and the regulations started coming into vogue, what we saw is that the payers kind of took it and made some draconian changes. And so we've seen health plan reimbursement drops from 20 to 50%. We've also seen that the PAR agreements have been terminated about 30% of the time. So instead of making the networks more robust, which was one of the goals and one of the legislature's thoughts, it's actually had the opposite effect, that's put a lot of pressure on a system that didn't have a great setup to begin with. Now, I'm very proud to say that Texas has been the leader in trying to rectify the problems with the NSA. We've had four TMA lawsuits that have been commenced. And interestingly, after TMA 1, which we're not talking about because it was handled before 2024,